As you heard in the news, well, there's snow in the forecast, and that probably means Christmas can't be far away. So we have guests in the studio this morning for a community conversation from the West Bend Theater Company, and I will have my guests introduce themselves.
So, good morning. I'm Nancy Storrs, president and director of West Bend's Christmas Carol.
And I'm Don Poundtain. I'm the treasurer of the West Bend Theater Company, and I will be portraying Ebenezer Scrooge.
Well, welcome. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in, and here we are now, Christmas Carol. Tickets are on sale and given performance dates. Let's do that at the beginning so we get that covered.
You bet. Performances are December 6th, 7th, and 8th, 13th, 14th, and 15th. So we have 2 weekends during December. And performances are at the Masonic Center. You can purchase those tickets online at wbtheaterco.com. or at Commerce State Bank or National Exchange Bank here in West Bend.
And we should mention that theater is R-E.
That is correct. T-H-E-A-T-R-E, West Bend, or WBTheaterCo.com.
Yes. So, this has been a holiday tradition.
It has.
For many, many years.
Yes. We started doing this in 2010, and we took 1 year off in our entire history. And we're excited to be returning to the West Bend Masonic Center this year.
All right. And Don, have you played Ebenezer Scrooge before?
Not this particular role, no. I've done a lot of other things, but this will be the first time I've done Ebenezer Scrooge.
Okay. All right. And again, this is, from what I understand, from what we've talked about before, you change the story just a little bit with every production for Christmas Carol, right?
That's right. Every year we do tweak things a little bit. We add different music to keep it fresh for our audiences. We change the staging. We update the costumes, the look. It is still the same story. We still have the same characters. But the way that the story is told is just a little bit different because we have people who attend many, many times. We have some folks who have not missed a performance since the beginning.
Sure. Now, what did you tell me that this year is in the round?
Yes, yes. Actually, Don is going to be wielding a hammer, so we'll have Ebenezer Scrooge with hammer in hand, if that sounds a little frightening. He is going to be helping us build our stage platform for an elevated stage, and we'll have a 12-foot by 24-foot central stage platform in the middle of the room with audience on all four sides. So that's exciting and new.
Yeah, it's an interesting way to stage, right?
Yes, it does perform or present some interesting challenges because no matter where you stand or where you face, somebody is behind you.
Right.
So you have to keep moving frequently about the stage and turning in place even so that somebody can see you and get the full impact of the lines being delivered. So in that way, it's a different challenge.
So it should be interesting, though.
Oh, yes. I should clarify, though, I'm portraying Scrooge, not Thor, so don't worry about the hammer.
All right. Now we should mention, again, like this is the case with all of the great theater groups that do performances in West Bend. West Bend Theater Company, all volunteer.
That's right. Virtually everyone who participates, from our youngest who is a little girl who is portraying Tiny Tim as a little boy. So we have our youngest person, age 5, to our oldest, who is probably somewhere between, 60 and 90. It's hard to tell. But we have a lot of folks who are very excited to be part of it and very eager to volunteer and give of their time in order to bring this story forward. There's something really nostalgic, traditional, and, of course, very holiday-centric with A Christmas Carol.
Absolutely.
And there's great camaraderie in the cast. We're enjoying it immensely, and we're doing our own little tweaks and interpretations and things like that. And Nancy, as the director, is very understanding of that. The idea is to combine our creative efforts to come up with a really wonderful performance year after year.
Right, right. Now, how far into the process are you? Auditions were?
Auditions were actually held in September. And we do that so that people can plan for their fourth quarter activities. We had over 100 people audition for what is about 30 roles. So it's very challenging for us to go through the selection process and find the most talented people. We're also looking for, during that audition process, musicians so that we have live performers as part of the production. So we have live concertina, live flute, keyboard, and, of course, vocalists who are singing some of the traditional familiar Christmas songs, as well as some that are less familiar but still composed during the 1800s.
Hmm. Okay. Interesting. Interesting. All right. So, Don, what made the role of Ebenezer Scrooge appealing to you?
I guess it's the fact that I've been watching various performances over a number of years. It's one of the real classics of theater, both live and on the screen. There have been performances by Reginald Owen and Patrick Stewart and George C. Scott, among numerous others. And it's everybody interprets it just slightly differently. And then you can't have Christmas without Ebenezer Scrooge. And I think the greatest part of his performance, as written by Charles Dickens, is the transformation at the end. The final comment on him is it was said of him that no one kept Christmas better than he. So we all remember him as the tight-fisted individual, but in the end there's a marvelous transformation, and he becomes Father Christmas truly and right. Saves Tiny Tim.
Absolutely, absolutely. So again, let's talk about performance dates and where to get tickets.
Performances are December 6th, 7th, 8th, 13th, 14th, and 15th. And Don, where can they get those tickets?
They can get them either online at wbtheaterco.com. And theater, again, is with T-H-E-A-T-R-E. Or you can get them at the Commerce State Bank. And at, which is the other bank? I'm sorry.
National Exchange
Bank. National Exchange.
All right. And again, now you mentioned earlier that you're already about 30% sold out.
Yes, that's right. If you haven't already noticed, now you will, which is we have street signs located throughout the West Bend community. Many of them are populated in the heavily trafficked areas of Highway 33. We have lots of local business partners who have permitted us to put our signs out there. You'll see the face of Ebenezer Scrooge on those signs. And so as a result of that, the visibility is great for the show. Already we're 30% plus sold out. So if you're interested in tickets, seating is limited. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Right, right. And because you know what? The first week in December is going to be here before we know it.
It will.
I mean, we're
well, sneaking up on November 1.
Yeah, and what is it? Friday, right?
Right.
Yeah. And so there we go. And just to get you in a little bit in the holiday spirit, you know, we threw a little snow in the forecast. So
how considerate of you.
You know. So we'll see how that goes. Is there anything else that that we should let people know, Nancy or Don?
I think that's it. Thank you very much. We're at the Masonic Center in West Bend, and we look forward to seeing the community there.
Are there still volunteer needs? We should mention that while you're here. Are you good, or do you need ticket takers and things like that?
You know, we do welcome people to be part of the show. It is community theater, and we would certainly welcome people to reach out to us through our website. There's a contact form there. They can just let us know if they're interested in ushering or helping us in any way. We'd welcome that.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nancy and Don from the West Bend Theater Company. 101.3 WIBD AM 1470.